Welcome to Catholic Sports View on Relevant Radio. A look at the athletes and coaches who shape the Trinity League. Exploring where athletics meets faith. Now, here is your host, Bob Gibson.
Thank you for tuning in. I am Bob Gibson. Well, just like before the football season and the baseball season last year before that, the Trinity League hosted its first ever basketball media day with representatives from all seven league schools on hand to talk about boys and girls hoops for this 1920 season. We start our previews with the Santa Margarita girls under first-year head coach Christina Ware, an Orange County native who comes home after an accomplished collegiate and professional career to take over an Eagles program looking to build off last year's 20-win season.
This is my first year as head coach at Santa Margarita, and I couldn't be more excited to be here. The last 6 years, my husband and I were both playing professionally overseas, and then when we were home this year for the offseason, this opportunity came up, and I just felt like it was something that God was pulling me to do. So now we're here. I mean, I started with these girls in May, and I think we've already made a lot of progression, and I mean, just with their overall strength and consistency, and I mean, they've been working really, really hard these last few months. Coming from that professional level and then having played at USC, I feel like I'm holding them to higher standards that they've been used to, but they've really been stepping up and improving and doing what I've been asking of them, which has been great. So needless to say, I think I'm pretty optimistic about what we're going to be accomplishing this season. I know we have a tough league play with, you know, teams like Modern Day and Rosary being top dogs for, you know, I mean, ever since I was in high school. But I think we're going to have a new face to our program this year, and I think we're really going to compete. So very optimistic about this season. I coached for a few years just for some lower level teams when I was playing overseas, but a friend of mine who actually played at Santa Margarita referred me for this job, and just knowing what kind of school Santa Margarita is, I mean, it's a private school, it's in the Trinity League, it has the facilities, you know, the support. The athletic director, Andy Garrett, played at Santa Margarita, and she was a women's basketball player, so she just wants to see the program do well. So for me to be able to go to that, directly to that head coaching position, be able to gear the program the way I wanted to, and just try to create it in my own way, I mean, that's such a huge opportunity that I couldn't pass up. And especially after meeting the girls, I mean, they're all just great girls. They work really hard. They have really good attitudes. I was actually like, okay, you guys are fooling me somehow, because they just all work really, really hard and just seem like genuinely happy to be there. So, yeah, you know, I mean, it's a great school, and I feel lucky to be here. So, I mean, for me, defense is, that's really the only thing you can control. I can't control what scores we have on offense. So I think I've really been challenging them defensively, just talking about different pick and roll schemes, making sure that they're in really good shape. We had our last mile test yesterday. Grace got 6:20, and Joss got her first personal record under 8 minutes. Last year, her personal record was 10 minutes, and now she's down to 7:50. So just shows how hard they've been working. But definitely going to be more defensive-oriented, going to be watching a lot of film, and then just trying to, you know, play to the strengths of our team. I used to hate when I would play for coaches that would have their offenses that they wanted to run, rather than trying to see, okay, these are the pieces that we have, what can I put in place to play to our strengths. So I think that's what, you know, we've been trying to learn from each other. I've been trying to learn their strengths. They've been trying to figure me out as well. So, yeah, but definitely going to be very defensive-minded.
Joffrey Clayton is also in his first year, taking over Jay Sarah's girls program. After a successful run coaching in Central California, Coach Clayton inherits a Lions team that won 17 games last year and returns two of the best post players in the league in Sarah Shaw and Ava Carter.
Great to be home. We're looking forward to having a great season. We got Alex and Sarah, our seniors here, the representatives. We're only two seniors on the team. We have a great schedule coming up. We're playing in San Diego for the SoCal Classic. We're hosting Bishops in December 21st, Monday, December 21st, is one of the top teams in San Diego. We're also headed up to Miramonte, the Mass Tournament in Concord, California. We're looking forward to getting out there and kind of changing the culture at Jay Sarah, being the most competitive team that we possibly can, constantly getting the girls to compete in every single thing they do, whether it's in practice, in drills. I tell them to be the first in the water fountain. If you like that boy and another girl likes that boy, be the first to go get him, right? We just want to be the most competitive team that we possibly can be. Looking forward to competing for a league championship, hoping for a CIF championship, and going out there and being doing all that we can to achieve those goals. We're happy with the numbers that we have right now. The numbers that we do have, while it's not great as far as like how many girls that we have, all of our girls are bought in. So you have girls that are showing up every day, girls are showing up to the weight rooms, so girls that are showing up to practices at 6 in the morning, getting up extra shots, just striving to be the best that they possibly can. And I'd rather have 6 girls that are completely bought in than have like 20 or 30 girls that are like wishy-washy and you don't know whether or not they're gonna be there or not. So the transition with the girls that we have right now has made my life really, really easy because Sarah, for instance, she asks me questions, sends out text messages to the girls, and everyone kind of just seems to be bought in and ready for the transition and ready for the change. So while we're not great in numbers, we are great in character, and I'd much rather have that any day of the week. X's and O's wise, this is one of the bigger teams that I've coached as far as height wise. Typically, especially like in Central California, you don't have the height with players, so you have to play a little bit more running gun style and pressing it up and down the court. While we do have taller girls, we will typically play a little bit more man-to-man defense, and we will tend to press up a little bit more. There will be occasions when we have to throw zone in and like mix things up. But we have Alex is probably one of the better point guards in Southern California, I think. One of the fastest girls that I ever coached. So we're gonna get her out there on the break and let her do kind of what she has to do, put a lot of pick and roll actions. Sarah's also working on her outside game, become a little bit more of an inside-outside threat. Ava Carter, who's also one of the better bigs in Southern California, especially for a sophomore, which is one of the better bigs in Southern California. We're gonna get her involved in pick and rolls, get her the ball in the post, and kind of a lot of experimentation. Because of when I was hired, we didn't necessarily have a spring or summertime, so we're still getting acclimated to things. Just a different style of playing, learning their personalities, learning their traits, and seeing what they do best. So, new year, new coach, new system, kind of see where everything falls.
Rosary Academy comes into the new season as the defending state champions in Division I and are considered by many to be the favorites to win the Trinity League this year. Head coach Rich Yoon returns 4 starters off of that championship team, and despite a season-ending injury to senior guard Kate Goostry, the Royals are poised to make another big run.
Obviously, we're excited about the season coming up. We have lots of players coming back from last year's state championship team. We recognize that it'll be harder this year more than ever just because it's hard to defend. It's hard to repeat, you know, some of the things that they did. But I think our team is up for the challenge, and we're going to do our best to make it a successful year. After the Troy tournament, and I think the Troy tournament is pretty loaded as well, but the following week is Riverside King on Tuesday, Windward on Thursday, and then Sierra Canyon on Saturday. So, yeah, it's not going to be easy, but
then the Tournament of Champions right after that. So.
And the Tournament of Champions after that, but you know, my idea is we have all these kids coming back, and so we want to be tested. We want to be ready for the Trinity League and making sure that we've seen everything that's out there. So if we can do well, even if we win one of those games, I think that says something about us. And I think, you know, we need to do that. We can't approach every game for granted. We have to make sure that every game that we play is something that we learn from so that we can take to a Trinity and then the playoffs and so on. So we're not going to, it's either going to be open or Division I for us as well. So we have to be ready for that. And I think to see a team a couple of times is probably a good thing for us. It's not going to be one person. It's going to be a collaborative. We're all going to have to pick up the slack here and there. Even getting our freshmen to be assimilated to what varsity basketball is really like. We're going to have 3 freshmen on the team. Kaylee Byron is going to be a huge part. And she started as a freshman for us. Having 2 point guards on the floor is awesome. So it really helps that we have so many ball handlers. But yes, you're right. We're not going to replace Kate, but we're all going to have to do different things to make up for what Kate is.
The modern-day Monarchs are young but talented and return enough upperclassmen to compete with anybody in this league. Head coach Kevin Kiernan knows there will be some bumps along the way, but the promise these young players are showing has him really excited.
Like the player said, he's one of the youngest teams I've had in my 35 years or so of coaching. Really tough schedule. We put together a really tough schedule like coaching, playing a lot of open division teams, type teams, out-of-state teams. We really challenge ourselves. Hopefully the young kids will come along at a fast pace to keep up with the schedule. We were playing Tri-Centennial from Nevada. We're playing Bishop Borman from Nevada. We're in the Redondo tournament, the Troy tournament, going to Hawaii for the Iolani Classic, San Francisco for the West Coast Jamboree with Sierra Canyon, and obviously the Trinity League games.
What is Meet the Monarchs night?
That's a night we have the second Saturday of November where we introduce all the players. We have a dinner, silent auction. It's kind of a cool thing that we do for our kids. We got some really enthusiastic freshmen. I don't know how knowledgeable they are yet, but they're enthusiastic. Kaya Elizadez is right now playing starting point guard for us, splitting the time with Hannah Bella, both two freshmen. We have a 6'1 freshman named Jordan Gribbs, who's very, very talented, very, very raw. But these guys will tell you where it's a really fun group. They're really fun. They have a lot of fun together. But you know, they're really, really young, and you know, maybe a little immature. but really, really fun. One of the most fun groups I've had.
We will take a break here on Catholic Sports U. When we come back, it's time to focus on the boys' basketball scene right here in the Trinity League. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. Welcome back to Catholic Sports View. I'm Bob Gibson, and now we turn our attention to the boys' hoops teams, and we'll start out with the defending league co-champs, the Modern Day Monarchs. Seen by many as the second-best team in Southern California, led by senior guard Devin Askew, who was committed to the University of Kentucky and coached by the legend Gary McKnight.
It's a very exciting group to have. They're not only extremely talented, but they're extremely intelligent group. They have 8 4.0s on the team this year. They have an entire team of 3.0s. And it's a really good group to work with. We have 17 guys on our roster. We're coming back with 6 guys that averaged double figures last year. Our top 7 guys have all been offered scholarships. This year's team, we're putting together a very difficult schedule, trying to get us ready to hopefully win the last game of the season. The years have gone by a lot. I've been with a lot of you guys a long time. We've won 31 consecutive league championships. Last year we were co-champs with Bosco, and you know, we've had a great streak. We'll continue that. I've been very fortunate over the years to coach some of the best athletes this county's ever seen.
We have a unique situation because we have size, we have shooters, we've got a great point guard, we've got a great center, and it's just, we have a lot of the ingredients. I mean, we're junior class of 6'9", 6'9", 6'8", Devin, and then Casey Jones is about 6'5", he's pretty powerful, he's probably our eighth man. But three seniors, Kremnitsky, 6'7", and he's a tough kid, boy, he plays hard. He's really improved for the last few years. And then, of course, Ryan Evans is one of the best stand-up shooters around. And then Aiden Krukup is extremely talented, finisher and scorer. So it has all the ingredients of what you're looking for. We can play some zone with this team with our size. We can play man-to-man, which we usually play. We can just throw a lot of different things at teams. We can go inside out. We can run the break. Sometimes Devin has to slow down just to get everybody down the court because he gets out there so quick with the ball that they get the wings and everybody to follow suit. But it's a type of team that can play a lot of different ways. And our schedule, we're traveling out of the state 5 different times. We're going to Phoenix for a single. It's Perry High School in the Ball West Classic. We're also going to the Jerry Tarkanian Classic in Las Vegas. We come back from there, we go to Les Schwab Tournament in Oregon, Portland, Oregon. We got a chance to play Bishop Gorman in both those tournaments, and they're ranked the top 5 in the country. Very good team. Then we go to West Virginia. We're going to play national TV on ESPN versus the Matha High School and one other. And then we go back to Springfield, New York, over Martin Luther King weekend to play also. We have the Knights Extravaganza, which has a tremendous field this year of teams, and it'll be 2 nights of a lot of great basketball.
JCERA head coach Keith Wilkinson enters his second season, and the Lions are loaded from top to bottom. Ian Martinez is one of the top combo guards in the state, and the optimism from this team is extremely evident.
Really excited about this year. This is my second year here at JCERA. I'm excited to be bringing these two guys to represent our program. We have a great schedule. We're looking forward to that. We open up with San Juan Hills, and then we have our first home game against Corona Centennial on 11-22. That should be a great home game. Then we're going up to San Francisco playing Riordan and the Jerry Freitas tip-off. We have two tournaments after that, Sonora Tournament, Capitol Valley Christian Tournament, and then we are going down to Torrey Pines playing in the National Division there. It was a great tournament. And then we get into our Trinity League, which we have, obviously, a great amount of respect for all the teams in our league, and I cannot be more excited about that. As far as our team and our program, we have a lot of returning guys, guys with experience, and we're excited about that. Obviously, these two gentlemen right here, along with about eight guys who have lettered and actually gotten significant minutes on our varsity team. So we have some experience. We've brought in a couple transfers that will be some impact players that we're excited about, and really looking forward to this year. Year two under the belt, and can't wait to get going. Francesco Bora is a senior, which is a really rare case. His school shut down, Tri-City Christian in North Carolina, originally from Italy. He's 6'10", 253 pounds. He's probably a mid-major to a high-major player, long, athletic, great touch, left and right hand, can shoot it to the three-point line, big physical, and he's really just scratching the surface. He doesn't turn 18 until November, so he's a young pup, and to weigh 253 pounds as a 17-year-old, it's a pretty big deal. The other transfer we got in is Isaac Peralta, a sophomore from Modern Day. He is a local kid, Laguna Niguel, had a lot of friends at JCERA, wanted to get off that freeway and decided to come stay home. So excited about having Isaac in here. He pushes Justin every day to get better. Tough, competitive playmaker. So we added him. And then we have Alpha Chibambi, who's coming from St. Louis Christian Academy, 6'4". 200-pound, absolute freak of a specimen. 40-inch vertical, we just did our testing yesterday. He can absolutely fly. 35-inch vertical standing. He looks like a running back or a tight end. I mean, he's unbelievable. He's got a way to go with his skill set, but just absolutely freak athletically, and excited to add him. And then the last two that we have are two twins, Dane and Austin Persick, also from Modern Day, sophomores, about 6'6", 6'7". One's a lefty, one's a righty, tough, physical guys that will push our bigs to try to get minutes as sophomores. And then we have a couple of really good sophomore kids that have come up through our program that we're excited about as well, that are going to have a chance to earn minutes on a very deep team. The thing I'm most excited about this year is last year I felt like we were 7 deep at most, and this year I think we could honestly go 10 to 12 deep, which is kind of unheard of. So I think it helps these guys here too to really have competition every single day in practice and get better. So I'm excited about it.
Justin Bell is also entering his first year as the boys' coach at Santa Margarita, and he'll have a tough act to follow as the Eagles won a CIF title a year ago. Gone are a great group of seniors, but the cupboard is certainly not bare at SM.
I got a good group, a young group, obviously. A lot of you guys know, lost a lot of seniors from last year, but I've been extremely pleased with the group that I have so far. They work very hard, scrappy. I was very fortunate this summer to get it, and my summer schedule was built, so I got some games with them early all throughout June. So kind of was able to give me a landscape of exactly what I had kind of going into practice, which is great about summer basketball, especially for high school. So we've just been working and kind of putting our heads down and getting after it and staying out of the way and kind of doing what we do best. But I've been extremely pleased with our progress, extremely pleased with their coachability and their toughness and their willing to learn, and I'm pretty excited about the season coming up. Yeah, I just think in basketball in general, you know, one of the things you want to be good at is you want to rebound.
Yeah.
You know, and you want to limit turnovers and, you know, try to be aggressive and get fouled, you know, and we want to hang our hats on the defensive end. You know, I don't think that that's necessarily relative to the Trinity League per se, but just relative to winning in general. So for us to be successful, I think those are a couple of things we want to make sure that we're good at, and I think if we're good at those things, they'll transcend kind of through our whole schedule. I think every coach is different, right? Like, and ultimately, we all coach to our personalities, you know, and kind of how you were brought up and what you believe in. You know, I'm pretty aggressive in you know, our stance and how we practice and, you know, how we defend and what we want to do. You know, we don't want to put ourselves in to be vulnerable in defense, but we definitely want to be physical and try to set the tone, you know, for us. And for me, I'm fortunate I got guys who all play for me again, you know, so we're just trying to set a foundation of how we're going to do stuff moving forward. Like, we just want to do stuff right every day. It's not necessarily about trying to go out and hit a home run. Like, you know, we're going to be good, and I plan on being here for a while, so it's all about setting the right foundation. You know, I don't want to make it seem, put pressure on these guys or, you know, pressure on anybody to do anything outside of our realm. Like, you know, this for me, it's about setting the right tone for the program going forward. So as we continue to build, you know, day after day, week after week, and year after year, that foundation is set, and we just kind of continue to get better and better and better to have long-term success, you know.
Servite is unique in that it is waiting on four football players to finish up that season and then join the basketball team. No matter, the rest of the guys have been getting at it in the gym, and the Friars will hope to take their undersized lineup and run teams off the court.
Just very excited about our group this year. We're coming off a strong year last year where we were 15-13. Unfortunately, did not make the playoffs. We were one of the at-large spots in our division. We played three freshmen last year, returned a strong core of our players this year. We have three more incoming freshmen this year that we added to the mix. I'm very excited about the potential of this team. We've had a great summer, great fall. Competed well, working hard already on the court. It's a great group. Can't tell you how excited our coaching staff is to show up to practice every day with these guys. They have a great work ethic. They have a great brotherhood amongst each other. They really embody what it means to be a Servite Friar, both on and off the court. Their grit, their toughness, their selflessness. Everything they do. It's a fun group in the locker room. We have a great coaching staff that I'm blessed to have, very knowledgeable, but at the same time, they're great men who, first and foremost, our job is to not only the great basketball players, but most importantly, is to develop great men. And I'm blessed to have a staff that makes that a priority for us. I'm fortunate to have a school that allows us to make that a priority. Looking forward to, again, being involved with the Challenger Division of Yorba Linda, a special needs program. It's a highlight of our year. He's volunteering on Saturday, starting in January, working with special needs athletes for 2 hours every day. Because at the end of the day, when the ball stops bouncing, we want these guys to understand that there's more important things to life than playing a game of basketball. Hopefully they can use basketball as a vehicle to reach their goals and to get a better education in college and to be prepared for life outside of basketball when it's done.
And that is really a hallmark of the programs and coaches in the Trinity League, preparing young men and women for life through the lessons learned in athletic competition. Well, good luck to all the basketball players ready to compete this year. And a big thank you to Rosary Academy for hosting this great media day. Well, that'll wrap up the show for this week. Fall sports playoffs will be in full swing the next time we visit with you. So keep it tuned right here to our show every Saturday morning. I'm Bob Gibson. Thanks for tuning in. We'll see you next time right here on Catholic Sports View, where athletics meets faith. Have a good weekend.
You've been listening to Catholic Sports View on Relevant Radio, exploring where athletics meets faith. Spread the word about our broadcast, and we'll catch up with you again next week at this same time on Relevant Radio.